Well, Coach, boy, your team's playing your best basketball here. This, you know, come off the RPAC, going to Dundee and doing what you're doing. Big win against Wallace. Playing good at the right time of the year, aren't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it kind of took us a while to get things rolling. And we'll play decent and then got Hunter Bloomy and Nathan Rippey back. And that just kind of made practice a heck of a lot more competitive and made trying to get minutes a lot more competitive. And like you said, I think we played our best basketball our last two games here. We went to Dundee and we gave them everything that they wanted. And we kind of made some adjustments. And the kids played well in the adjustments we made. And then we come to Wallace and go a week without a game there and kind of start off really, really slow in that first quarter. But once we got things clicking, they finished the game very well.
I know in that RPIC tournament, you always want to play more games. And, gosh, you probably get two in, and then you got to wait and come back. That Dundee County Stratton game, and, you know, sure, they were missing their big fella, but still, they had everybody else. And, boy, you played them tougher than nails in their home court there.
Yeah, like I told the kids, I hate to lose a ball game, but at the end of the day, you're super, super proud of the way they battled. And like you said, they didn't have Kirchhoff, but and we also didn't have Hunter Cunningham, mm-hmm. too. But that's a really, really good team, and when you can go compete with a team like that, you feel like maybe we're getting to our peak, and this is a great time of the season to get to our peak. And it would have been nice to get there a little bit earlier and pick up a few more wins, but we'll just keep battling the rest of the season and hopefully continue to play the caliber of basketball we have been.
Now that you have your full complement of players, you can speed up a little bit. You can press a lot more from start to finish at times, can't you?
Yeah, we can. And tonight we pressed Wallace the whole game and kind of threw two different presses at them. And we've got two kind of different groups of athletes there, so we can kind of mix and match and do what we need to do with the two groups we've been playing. And like you said, with nine kids seeing a lot of quality playing minutes, we'd like to get up and down the court as quick as we can. And if we need to or want to, we can press a team for four quarters and not run out of gas.
Final home game, final regular season game, Axtell here on a Friday, and the final home game for a lot of those seniors you've had since freshman year, and, you know, took some lumps as freshmen, sophomores, and, you know, a little bit better junior, but senior year they've played a heck of a lot better, haven't they?
Yeah, and this has been a group that kind of went through everything, like you said, and their freshman and sophomore year, they didn't have many kids up above them, so they were forced into varsity basketball when they maybe weren't ready, and they continued to battle every night and every day at practice. They continue to get better, and during the summer they put in a heck of a lot of minutes, and this is a group I'm truly going to miss because they kind of set the standard for what we want to be, and maybe not quite where we want to be in the win-loss column, but like you said, we're playing our good basketball right now and hopefully go earn ourselves a couple more games because these seniors deserve it, and they've gave their heart and soul to this program, and I couldn't ask anything more of them.
And Axtell, over in the past, have always had some great caliber of kids. They will be a challenge come on Friday.
Yeah, they were. They will, and we actually started watching a little bit of film here before Wallace game, and they like to get up and down the court, and like you said, they always have some great athletes and some great shooters, and they will be a challenge, but hopefully we can continue to improve on the things we've improved on, and it'd be nice to come out with a win there and roll into sub-districts.